أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه. There is the next ayat. The connection of this ayat with the previous ayat are that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had warned the believers that don't befriend the non-believers and don't have any love for them and don't choose the way of life, etc. That will lead a person towards irtidad. Irtidad, kufr is a person who was a kafir and he lives on kufr. Irtidad, a person was a Muslim and then he gave up his Islam intentionally, so he became a murtad, or he be perhaps not intentionally but by his certain actions, two very severe things that by which a person can lose his iman is istihza bid-deen, to make a joke about any part of deen. It can be the smallest thing, but to make a joke about it, a person loses his iman. And this has unfortunately, very unfortunately, become quite common on the phone. A message comes about some joke about any aspect about deen, whether it's about the beard, whether it's about the woman in burqa, calling them ninja, whatever else it may be. Even if we just smile at it, then we sort of approve of it, then our iman is in great danger. And if we share it, pass it on to others, that also we do. We forward it to others, that is even much more worse. So one is istihza bid-deen. Other is istighfaf, to regard a thing as little trivial. It can be the smallest sunnat, nafil, just adab. But every aspect of deen is very important and very, very valuable. One person in the company of a great alim about a certain matter, he said, but it is only sunnat. What he said was 100% correct. But that alim told him that this word of yours, that you, like sunnat is not so important, it's only a sunnat. That words of yours are kufr. Though in actual words, actually it is not, but regarding sunnat as light, it's not important. And today, with the environment that we are living in, regarding dunya's things as important, and we give preference to things of dunya, and deen's thing, we regard them as light. Like, for example, we are all sitting, and whatever tea is going to be served, anything, and it's time for namaz. And we say, well, anyway, namaz we can make later. Let's have the tea now. So in other words, if we regard namaz not as important, then it's very dangerous. If we didn't go for namaz, but we felt sorry that we gave preference to tea, namaz was more important, we didn't go for namaz, then that is not so serious as what it is to regard namaz as something light and trivial. To get up for fajr, we hear the adhan, the alarm, whatever it is, and we know I have to get up for fajr, but we don't regard fajr as important. That is dangerous. If we do regard it, but my laziness, my nafs overtakes me, and I fall asleep again, but I regard namaz, I don't regard it as unimportant. That is not that dangerous, though it is also very harmful. So it is very important, otherwise a person can easily lose his iman. And in the context that we are reading from before, two main things that Allah had warned us that lead us towards this irtidad is love for the kuffar, their way of life, how they do things and how they live. And the other is companionship, sohbat, to be amongst them, to befriend them. These two things easily lead a person to this terrible condition, may Allah protect us, of irtidad. And if a person, Allah save us all, has to die in that condition, forever and ever he will be in terrible adab which we cannot imagine. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, the whole Ummah, and give all of mankind Iman, Islam, and give our mort on perfect Iman and Islam. وآخر دعوانا